Hello and welcome back to Men in Kilts. I am your gracious host, Banquo. Today, we are having a few guests on the show, our first podcast of the new year. As you all well know, during our last show, we had a good lengthy conversation with Lady Macbeth when she confessed to some wild things. Although today, we will be receiving an even better testament from the man himself, Macbeth, later on tonight. He will be the last guest on the show, and we are certainly saving the best for last. But before we get to the fallen king, we will be talking to the son of Banquo, Fleance.
Thank you for having me, Father.
Yes, welcome, my good boy. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the wonderful people over at Witchcraft Media for sponsoring this podcast here today. Very grateful for them. All right, let's get started. So, Fleance, did you ever find those terrible people who murdered me on that day?
No, but I had a tremendous rage. I fled Scotland in fear of being killed and betrayed. I don't think I could have done too much damage to the murderers, because I'm just a teenage boy.
It's okay. I would have done the same. Sometimes the safest option isn't to follow your emotions and get yourself into more conflict, but to flee from it. Emotions can be deceiving, but I'm glad you had good self-control at that moment, son. You are strong.
Thank you, Father. I wish you could still be with me, but I am thankful for all that you have done for me. I feel that I need to avenge you. You have done nothing to provoke them, and yet they still came for your life. I wish I could have saved you somehow, but it's too late now.
You did all you could, my boy. You had no other choice there. Thank you for joining us here on Men in Kilts, Fleance. We hope to see you here again soon.
Thanks for the opportunity. May happiness be with you.
The $5 can of deluxe one-of-a-kind witch repellent is back, packed with the secret ingredients we cannot tell you about. This is the one-of-a-kind technology, and you know what? If you buy one can, we'll toss in one more for free. Order today at 1-800-WITCHES. All you have to do is give a one-time payment of $5 plus shipping and handling. Back for a limited time only. Order while supplies last.
Now that we have talked to Fleance, we have one more special guest coming to the show today, Macbeth, the tyrant himself. I wonder how he will feel talking to me after hiring people to take my life away from me. But of course, I'm sure we will find out. Oh, and by the way, lads, this witch repellent stuff really works. Spray a little bit on yourself every day while getting ready, and I guarantee you will never encounter a witch. But back to it, let's get to talking to Macbeth. Welcome, you terrible filth.
Hello, old friend. I know you're not too keen of me anymore, and that is with perfect reason. But hey, we're both dead now, so what does it matter?
My son still lives. You have nobody to reside in. How dare you say killing me 10 years ago does not matter? Your great hubris is the reason you are dead. Do you understand what you have done, Macbeth?
Oh, yes. I do now see how blind of a man I was. My deathly ambitions carried me to the point where nobody, nor myself, knew who I had become anymore. The weird sisters told us some incredible things, but the price I had to pay with those things was just such a burden to myself and to those around me. My wife felt such guilt, she took her own life. She was here last week, so I don't have to go too deep into that, but now I realize how far out of line I was. I don't mean to talk about this in a comical way, but I had murdered so many innocent people, the blood was up to my head. If only I had a chance to run from those witches now, knowing what to do, what I do.
I do appreciate that very much. There's no way I can forgive you for killing me and ripping my life away from me, but I am glad that now you understand your fatal mistakes. It all caught up to you. Sorry, Macbeth, but that is all the time we have for you on today's show. Wasn't too terrible to have you on the air. Best of luck to you in the new life.
Thanks for that. Sorry, my friend. Hope to be seeing you soon.
Blades for a Cause is holding a one-time sale. The greatest swords in all of Scotland at one low price of $159.99. These swords always amaze and will never let you down. The only swords in town you'll ever want. You can contact us from our website, bestsword101.com, Order today, or forever live in regret with your minor sword. Use your new astonishing blade for any cause. Do you have an army raiding your castle from below? If you do, you are in need of Castle Keeper. Castle Keeper is a one-of-a-kind new alarm system that will always alert you of any threat or even small movements on the border of your castle. Castle Keeper now involves a small bracelet or necklace that will light up with a message stating what is happening and where it is happening. Castle Keeper can be purchased for $49,999. Castle Keeper may sound expensive, but trust me, it is worth it. Castle Keeper has a 100% success rate. Back when Macbeth's castle on Dunsinane Hill was raided, the castle was not being protected by Castle Keeper. The outcome of this raid was a gruesome death for Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. Purchase your own Castle Keeper alarm system today by calling 1-800-PROTECT. It's worth it.
I hope you all enjoyed our interviews today with Fleance and Macbeth. Very interesting responses from the two of them. I did not expect Macbeth to apologize to me. I truly respect him much more now than I did before. Definitely does not make up for all that he did, but he's making strides towards becoming better. Some people never understand their own flaws and just go on living in the shadows. But also, it was good getting to talk to my son. It's been a long time since we've talked. He's so busy these days. One day, he'll be a king. That boy. I'm so proud of him. Once again, thank you to Witchcraft Media for sponsoring this video and giving me this opportunity. Make sure to buy your swords, security systems, and repellent. See you all next week on Men in Kilts. Until next time, stay classy, Scotland.